next on the 5 o'clock report.
He then opened fire, striking multiple people on the subway and in the platform.
It has to end. It ends now.
The Russians have certainly proven more than willing to use chemical weapons.
Why are we being held hostage?
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Subterranean terror. Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Mark Webster. A routine weekday morning commute became anything but on a Brooklyn subway today when witnesses say a man riding the train pulling into a Brooklyn station attacked NYPD Commissioner Zikant Sewell.
An individual on that train donned what appeared to be a gas mask. He then took a canister out of his bag and opened it. The train at that time began to fill with smoke. He then opened fire, striking multiple people on the subway and in the platform.
These two teens were among those who found themselves caught in the chaos. They were headed to school.
It's just surreal, you know, like, I've never actually seen anything like this, where there's, like there's bomb threat, I feel like, maybe, and it's, like, it's just not something that usually happens, I guess, on a flight.
The suspect, described as a heavyset black man, managed to escape amid that chaos, triggering a massive manhunt involving thousands of officers from NYPD, the FBI, and other agencies. Late breaking reports say investigators have linked the suspect with a rented U-Haul bearing Arizona plates. Other reports indicate a 9mm handgun was recovered at the scene. There are now 29 known victims, 10 of whom have gunshot wounds. Five of those were last reported in critical but stable condition. Governor Kathy Hochul among those expressing outrage.
No more mass shootings. No more disrupting lives. No more creating heartbreak for people just trying to live their lives as normal New Yorkers. It has to end. It ends now.
To this point, authorities have not labeled the incident a terrorist attack. New York Lieutenant Governor Brian Benjamin pleading not guilty to fraud-related charges this afternoon. He's accused of taking illegal donations for his failed New York City controller campaign. An indictment alleges Benjamin falsified campaign donor forms and misled municipal regulators, as well as providing false information on forms while being vetted to be the state's next lieutenant governor. Benjamin left the federal courthouse Tuesday afternoon, declining to say whether or not he plans to resign. GOP Chairman Nick Langworthy of the state says Governor Kathy Hochul chose a dirty politician to serve as her lieutenant. Pentagon officials are keeping a close watch on reports that Russia may have already deployed chemical weapons in the battle for the Ukrainian city of Mariupol.
The Russians have certainly proven more than willing to use chemical weapons when it suited them in the past. I mean, this is a military that has a history here.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby cited justified reasons for concern while speaking with reporters. There have been social media reports about Russia's potential use of chemical agents, but Kirby says DOD can't confirm those reports right now. A Russian cyber attack targeting Ukraine's power grid was foiled. According to the Computer Emergency Response Team of Ukraine, it said Russian hackers attempted to install malware on computers at power substations that supply around 2 million residents. A senior official with Ukraine's cybersecurity agency explained that the intended disruption was huge, but the technicians were able to subdue the threat before it could spread. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt today signed strong anti-abortion restrictions into state law. Violations will be punishable by up to 10 years in prison and a $100,000 fine. Now, there is an exception to saving the life of a pregnant woman in a medical emergency.
We want Oklahoma to be the most pro-life state in the country. We want to outlaw abortion in the state of Oklahoma.
Stitt says he knows the new law will be challenged, but says recent U.S. Supreme Court actions give him hope the law will withstand those challenges. The White House quick to condemn the new Oklahoma law, Press Secretary Jen Psaki labeling it part of a disturbing national trend in red states and an unconstitutional attack on women's rights. Avocados, auto parts, and billions of dollars worth of other goods stuck in massive Mexican traffic jams south of the Texas border. State troopers have been ordered to do immigration inspections on every big rig coming into the country, and the resulting backup is frustrating those working in the import-export business.
Truck safety is being used as a pawn to negotiate illegal immigration. Why? Why are we being held hostage?
Joe Aravalo is a customs broker in the Texas border city of Far. He says on Monday only 47 rigs were inspected and allowed to cross into his area. That's just a tiny fraction of the number that normally would be moving freight.
boy, Jafar's going to be happy to see you.
That's the very distinct voice of actor and comedian Gilbert Gottfried in Disney's animated Aladdin films. The actor has died at the age of 67. Gottfried's family confirming the news on his official Twitter account, noting he passed away after a long illness. He was best known for his stand-up comedy and his numerous acting roles, including voicing Iago in the Aladdin films. He started stand-up comedy in New York City at age 15. Later, his TV work led to numerous and memorable parts in movies, including Beverly Hills Cop 2 and Problem Child. He then became one of the most recognizable voiceover talents. That's Gilbert Gottfried, dead at 67. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, new info on the Bills Stadium financing deal, a PA gubernatorial candidate dropping out, and another amusement park goes cashless.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. For tonight, nice evening for many of us. And then overnight, it's partly cloudy with a chance of a shower late tonight across northwest Pennsylvania and western New York. Low temps 40s. Tomorrow, breezy variable clouds will include some sunshine, a couple of scattered showers, and the risk of an afternoon thunderstorm. High in the 70s, though cooler near the shores of Lake Erie, Ontario. There'll be some showers around tomorrow night into Thursday. High temperatures Thursday, 60s and lower 70s. Turns much chillier heading into Easter weekend and beyond.
Thank you, Kevin. We'll check back with you later. Now, though, we'll check some of the stories making news where you live across New York and Pennsylvania. Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz is revealing new information about the negotiations for a new stadium for the Buffalo Bills. He confirmed that the team's owners, Kim and Terry Pegula, wanted the public to pay the entire cost of the more than $1 billion facility. Instead, the state stepped in and provided $600 million in funding as part of the new state budget, while Erie County agreed to chip in $250 million. The stadium is going to be built in Orchard Park across from Highmark Stadium, which is where the Bills currently play their home games. For the 25th year in a row, Wegmans has made the list of Fortune magazine's 100 best companies to work for. The Rochester-based supermarket chain was ranked third in this latest survey behind Cisco and Hilton. The results are based on several factors, including respect, trust, camaraderie, and fairness. Colleen Wegman, president and CEO, says the company is grateful for the honor and that it's inspiring how employees rise to the occasion to provide the best service possible. Buffalo Sabres are wrapping up their season shortly, but they're just beginning a new era tonight on a current road trip. Their number one draft pick overall, Owen Power, expected to make his NHL debut when the Sabres take on the Toronto Maple Leafs at Scotiabank Arena. Power was the number one pick in the 2021 draft and recently signed a three-year entry-level contract. Governor Hochul says she does not plan to reinstate a mask mandate as COVID-19 cases continue rising. Natalie Migliore reports.
Of course, nothing is off the table, but Governor Kathy Hochul says New York is just not there when it comes to reinstating masks. She told Pix11 there are now so many tools available that we didn't have at the beginning of the pandemic, like at-home testing and booster shots. Hochul is encouraging people to take advantage of all available resources, especially as Easter and Passover approach. Natalie Migliore, NBC News Radio, New York.
Now to PA. Multiple sources say PA Senate candidate Jake Corman will suspend his campaign in the Pennsylvania race for governor. WHTM's James Crummell says of the Bellefonte resident,
"The Senate president pro temp trailed well behind the leaders in both of our recent ABC 27 The Hill Emerson College polls."
Lou Barletta received nearly 20% in the poll of 1,000 likely Republican voters, and Doug Mastriano finished a close second with 19.4%. The news comes on the heels of former President Donald Trump announcing he would not be endorsing Bill McSwain for governor. Lehigh Valley fire investigators believe the house fire that killed two young sisters in Hellertown started due to a faulty electrical source. They're calling the fire, which broke out on the morning of March 31st, an accident. A 10- and a 15-year-old girl both died after being rescued from the home. One firefighter was also injured. Another PA amusement park is going cashless. Dutch Wonderland in Lancaster County announcing its cashless plan, saying the move will provide its guests with a more efficient, convenient, and visitor-friendly process to pay for park tickets and treats. Credit, debit, and prepaid cards or secure mobile payments will be accepted. The amusement park, located on Route 30 just east of Lancaster, opens for business this Saturday. Officials with the PA State Game Commission say they have established established another disease management area for deer found with chronic wasting disease. It's the fifth area the officials have established in the state. It includes portions of Lycoming, Northumberland, Montour, Columbia, and Sullivan counties. It's against the law to remove deer from the designated DMAs, as well as directly feed deer in those areas. The CDC recommends not eating deer that are found to have chronic wasting disease. Telecommunications giant Comcast has announced an agreement to buy solar electricity for the Mid-Atlantic region. The purchase will include 250 megawatts of solar electricity from a company called Constellation. Comcast company officials say the solar source will power approximately 12% of its U.S. operations and the vast majority of its Mid-Atlantic operations. And Senator Pat Toomey among leaders meeting in Lancaster County this week to address the opioid crisis. Lawmakers said their constituents reported that unemployment contributed to more people falling into addiction, as well as the stimulus checks that provided many people with the funds to purchase more drugs. Senator Toomey says he hopes to pass a bill that would connect Medicare enrollees with treatment, as well as let their health care providers know about overdoses. Your nightly market report is next, brought to you by Ambassador Advisors.
Stocks closed lower as investors weighed the latest inflation data. The major averages started the day sharply higher, only to lower in late trading. The Labor Department reported consumer prices rose 8.5% on an annual basis in March, yet the core CPI rose just 0.3% for the month. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 87 points, the S&P 500 lost 15, and the NASDAQ fell 40 points. Ambassador Advisors, a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Details are available at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Are you ready for the return of the King?
Hi, I'm Rob West with a Money Wise Minute.
In Luke 19, Jesus tells a parable about a man of noble birth who travels to a distant land to be appointed king. Then he will return. Before he leaves, he entrusts his servants with certain amounts of money and tells them, "Put this money to work until I come back." The money doesn't belong to the servants. They are only acting as stewards over it until the king returns. There's more to the story, but we should see ourselves in this parable. We are awaiting the return of King Jesus. In the meantime, we have a sacred trust to be wise and faithful stewards over the resources he's given us. May the Lord help us to do just that until he returns. We can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you download the free MoneyWise app. You'll find it on our website at moneywise.org.
Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, a javelina, some Cheetos, and a joyride. Can't make this stuff up.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. After a shaky start, high pressure did its job, clearing the sky, setting us up for a nice day today, and that nice weather will carry us into tonight. Next weather maker, though, coming in from the Midwest, it will propel warmer air our way tomorrow, but more unstable air. Here's a call for tonight. Nice evening for many of us. And then overnight, it's partly cloudy with a chance of a shower late tonight across northwest Pennsylvania and western New York. Low temps 40s. Tomorrow, breezy, warmer than today. Variable clouds will include some sunshine, a couple of scattered showers, and the risk of an afternoon thunderstorm. High in the 70s, though cooler near the shores of Lake Erie, Ontario. There'll be some showers around tomorrow night into Thursday. High temperatures Thursday, 60s and lower 70s.
Thank you, Kevin. Finally, at 5, Arizona deputies say hungry javelina, that's a pig-like animal found in the southwest U.S. as well as Central America, took a station wagon for a short joyride, this after grabbing himself a snack. The Yavapai County Sheriff's Office says a javelina went inside a station wagon after the vehicle's owner left the hatchback open and also left a bag of Cheetos inside the vehicle overnight. Police say the hatchback closed on the animal as it entered, trapping it inside. Well, he sat there, devoured the cheesy snack. Authorities say the javelina then somehow managed to knock the car into neutral, which caused it to roll out of the driveway and across the street. Police say no people or javelinas were hurt, and the four-legged freeloader was released back into the wild, probably on the search for some more snacks. That's the world we live in for Tuesday, the 12th of April, 2022. Thanks for listening. I'm Mark Webster, Family Life News.